Hello,
I'm Victor, and
before I begin, how many of you have heard of Last.fm before? Okay, cool. Okay, good, that's great. But for those of you that haven't, this is Last.fm. They're a website that collects and stores artist information, such as their biographies and discographies. But more importantly, it allows users to scrabble the music they listen to, creating a musical profile about the artists they like to listen to and the songs they sort of like. And this allows them to do a lot of interesting data manipulation, such as recommending artists to users, comparing users' tastes, creating custom radio stations for every user, depending on the stuff they like to listen to. And so Last.fm is really all about the data. They generate data and they rely on data to have their website working. And that's sort of where our project comes in. We were tasked to create Scrabble Exchange. This was our design brief. It's long, so here's the shorter version. Essentially, it's a market-based game. I'm sure you've come across them before, like a stock market game. You would buy artists. Artists would give you points of dividends that you would accrue over time, so you can buy more artists and you can get higher on the leaderboards. Basically, apart from being a fun game to play, this should create more data in the form of sort of music analysts, people who can predict which artists will improve, which is something that Last.fm perhaps can't do at the moment. So, people who are hipsters and can sort of tell which artists will be big in the future. And this is what it looks like. I'm sure many of you have already seen it in the demo. This is our front page. You have your portfolio with your artist information. You have your money, your points, any trophies, recommended artists pulled from Last.fm. You're logged in the top right. If you search for an artist, it auto-completes for you from Last.fm data. So DA goes to Daft Punk, Green Day, David Bowie. This is on popularity. This is the artist page. It lists most expensive artists, most traded artists, recent trades, and essentially it's all really dynamic. It updates constantly with the data. And really, it's all in the details, like the artist page auto-completes and auto-corrects text into different languages, for example. We're pulling recommendations of similar artists from Last.fm constantly for your username. We have seamless accounts with Last.fm. We don't do authentication ourselves. We use Last.fm accounts. And really, the design is quite pretty, which I liked personally. We divide the project into four parts, a front end, an API, DATM, which I'll explain later, and mechanics, and this is how they interacted. The front end was essentially a Django server, which did client-side rendering to display web pages to users, and this was done by Joe and Neil. And as you can, if you've already seen, it's really pretty. Then we had the public API, which I did, and that used an interface definition language, which automatically generated parts of the API for me, which I then filled in. We had the data access transparency module, DATM, which is essentially magical. It would pull data from either Last.fm or our database when I requested it. And I didn't have to put any effort into it at all. It was absolutely amazing. And finally, we had the mechanics module, which calculated artist prices, changes, dividends, etc. stuff I mentioned before. The success of our project. Well, we had a really good initial design. The mechanics were brilliant. The formulas we worked out worked from the first time. The game turned out to be surprisingly fun to play, at least for me. We got a working product, which is also nice, considering at one point we thought we wouldn't finish. Our backend turned out to be scalable. It was very well engineered. The ATM works with threading, and it's really quite impressive. With cheating prevention, all our validation is done on server side. So even if we, our API is open. Our API is open, and any validation is done on server side, so it's really difficult to cheat. And it's all integrated with Last.fm. We had some failures. We decided not to have a team leader, which turned out to be a bad idea, because people didn't stick to their schedule, and they didn't write their code. And we didn't really communicate as a team. We had some other failures, and had we paid better attention in software design, we would have known not to do bad things, but perhaps we didn't. And we really learned that to make a project work, we needed communication and organization. And otherwise, things sort of collapse and you pull all-nighters. And next steps, we're going on the Last.fm website. We're making public profile pages, integrating with friends, doing custom radios in Last.fm. And this is sort of what our project, part of our project were like. You would ask someone to write some code, and they would write something incredibly general, but take a long time. And yeah, thank you.